Okay. The second that the thing started recording and gave me the little tone, I realized that that I'm in the middle of a traffic jam and didn't see this coming. I've had the last couple of days off, finishing up the last little bit for my Christmas shopping and everything, and today is sort of a gift to myself for finishing up everything I needed to do for Christmas. I decided to see Tron Legacy. I know that if you're following me on Twitter, if you've been following me any length of time, I have some sort of weird curse when it comes to movie theaters. And it's not, you know, and I've even asked friends of mine that have, like, gone with me, and they back me up on this. It's very strange. I have this, I think I must have, like, a homing beacon when I sit down in a movie theater, because I just saw Tron Legacy, and I go in, and I make a point to find an out-of-the-way corner of the theater, someplace where I'm not in the middle, I'm not where, you know, most audiences are going to kind of cluster, but I sit sort of out of the way. I try to sort of sit over on my own every time, and this happens. I tend to have people cluster around me in a theater. I can't understand it. I thought it was in my head. I really did. But I've had two or three friends that have gone with me, and I would say that they can back me up on this. It's very bizarre. I don't know if I release some sort of cinematic pheromone or what that causes them to cluster like a hive of honeybees, but. So I sat in there today, almost nobody in the theater. That's what's always a miracle, is that you'll have an entire theater open, you know, very, very low density audience. And a couple of ladies in their, I would say, late 50s came in and, oh, look, it's 3D. We've never seen a 3D movie before. And they go on for about 10 minutes. About trying to figure out if the 3D was in the glasses. If you don't wear the glasses, do you just see it like a normal movie? You know, what are you paying for? So they go on like that for about 10 minutes, and I should say that they sat. Again, I'm out of the way. I'm sort of off on my own. And they sat right in front of me to begin with. And then she starts complaining, oh, the left seat is broken. No, why, this is uncomfortable. So I'm like, hooray. They get up and... then they go over and they sit directly to my left, a seat away. Empty movie theater, huge. I'm sitting off kind of to the side, and they sit directly next to me. Then a great big guy comes in, and he is huffing and puffing, really breathing heavy. He sits directly behind me. Directly behind me, again, in the corner of the movie theater. It's bizarre. It's the strangest thing. It's one of those things that that you're gonna think I'm crazy and exaggerating until you actually witness it. I've never been able to figure it out. I'm beginning to think that there's some sort of like I said, some sort of cinematic pheromone. Maybe their movie experience will be improved sitting within my proximity. I can't figure it out. It's very, very strange. But anyway, as far as the actual movie, Tron Legacy, cool, but really confusing. I won't spoil anything for you if you haven't seen it, but it's cool. Visually, it's really impressive. It's worth seeing it in 3D. It's one of those movies that's good in 3D. It's not a gimmick so much, but actually makes sense. Very cool in many parts. There's a couple of cool, like, wow, that was awesome kind of scenes. Oh, excuse me. And but a hell of a lot of it was confusing. For the life of me, I don't know why the bad guys were so bad. Why? I mean, I sort of get what their motivation was, but at the same time, what I don't get is what the hell were they gonna do? I have not figured this out. Like, I know they're gonna do something, and I know that. The good guys are all hopped up on stopping them, but it's never really clearly explained what the hell the risk is, and so it's kind of hard to care about it. But I mean, all things considered, all things considered, it's worth seeing, and it's worth seeing in 3D. But it's definitely not, it's not Lawrence of Arabia or anything. Good movie, go see, but anyway. And if you go to a movie theater with me, unless you're with me, don't sit behind me or next to me. Or the dude behind me, I could actually feel his breath. He was breathing so hard, I could feel his breath on the back of my neck. It was strange. It was just a bizarre experience. But anyway, there we go, Tron Legacy.